Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfucking speaker, and I think I got somebody else in the building today. Nobody new, just old lame ass, wannabe ass. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start the show off so fast. Y'all excuse me. It's Mom's
Coach
Monday.
Lame ass wannabe. Hey, well.
Oh, you hate? And you know, well, you know, we got some old wannabe gangsta ass niggas and shit. Oh, is that Flora? Hello? Is that you, Flora? See, this is what happens when you have these imitation gangsters and shit that call in pretending to be something that they're not.
I'm supposed to cap me a young college ass. What's going on here?
It's going down tonight. It's Mox on Sunday, on Situation Sunday, on Hot Talk Radio. And you know what tonight's word? Tonight is we're gonna talk about mocking, because that's the proper term. Some of y'all got other, you know, words that y'all use. But, you know, just for those that may be a little lost and, you know, confused right now, I'm gonna enlighten them on what the hell mock means. Mock means to tease or laugh at in a scornful or contemptuous manner, to treat with ridicule, deride, to frustrate the hopes of, disappoint. You know what I'm saying? Can you give the urban term for mock, Papa John? See that word, G?
It's all right if you talk about a nigga daddy, but you don't talk about a nigga mama.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. You just gonna come out fighting like that? I wanna say something tonight, because I checked my Facebook page and a lot of personal people that I know have birthdays today. And I just wanna tell them happy birthday. You know, where did it go? It disappeared.
I lost my page, face ass nigga.
Okay. you want to mock me already? You say, you
I
know
thought
what?
Facebook really had my face on the face.
Fuck everybody's birthday.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, you gonna disappoint people like that. That's you're mocking me by saying. Only on Hot Talk Radio, motherfuckers mock people. You know what I'm saying? I don't mock people. You know, I don't say things that, you know, let me open up some of these questions, because, I mean, just from, you know, the messages and the emails that we got, you know, concerning the topic, I was a bit taken back. You know what I'm saying? I reflected back on my childhood days, and I remembered how cruel children can be, teenagers can be, you know what I'm saying? Even adults, you know what I'm saying? That with the mocking, you know.
If you fucked up, then you fucked up. I mean, no. If you got a crazy left eye, don't expect motherfuckers not to talk about it.
Hold on. First of all, if I don't have any control over my left eye, you ain't got no business poking fun at it.
I ain't poking fun at it. I'm just pointing it out.
Who asked you to bring my left eye to everyone's attention?
I'm just saying, just in case the motherfuckers missed it.
Okay. Oh, welcome back, Carter-looking ass nigga. That's exactly what you look like. You said something else on my damn left eye. That's what I do for you.
Oh, ashy elbow face, ass nigga.
My elbows are not ashy. I put lotion on them today.
I just called in, but I'm going to say, man, I just realized I already feel like talking.
Only your special needs ass would do some shaping shit like that. Only you would do something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to call Trapper John, and I ended up calling in, but I'm going to say.
What's up, boy?
You want to talk to him for? You don't have no conversation. He has absolutely nothing to talk about.
He my supervisor. I was calling him, know I wasn't gonna be at work tonight. I called her on over.
Don't frustrate the hope of mine tonight. Don't mock me. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right. I mean, you used to it. You said you get used to getting mocked a lot when you was little, so you used to the shit.
I just want people to teach it, because I was a child that was brought up not to mock people. You know what I'm saying? I hear people, you know, making fun of people that, you know, can't do any better. You know what I'm saying? In certain situations, I mean, you know, and then they make songs about this shit. That's what's the killer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if you're a sicker person and you're trying to do, you know, the best that you can do, you know, I don't think that you should poke fun in that situation. But if somebody who you know, who ain't trying to do no better, who can't get their shit together, then maybe you should set that person to the side and have a talk with them and let them know that there's an issue. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, is it a difference when a motherfucker talk about you in your face, or is it just like, you know, after you leave, they can say something?
Well, see, if you sit a person down and, you know, have a talk with them, then it's not ragging or mocking or jawing them. It's expressing a concern, you know what I'm saying?
Like I'm concerned about your eye.
Well, you can't be too motherfucking concerned about my eye. You pigeon-toed ass fucker. Because if you were, you wouldn't have said it in front of the damn world. Do you know that it has to know that my left eye don't have quite the most perfect vision as my right eye? I only told you that because I had saw something and I thought it said $139, and it was $1,139, and I went ahead and shared that with you why I missed the motherfucking zero, and you going to take it and jump and mock me about it.
We've been concerned about you trying to give out this dry ass pussy for over 2 years now. They don't seem to get a picture about that either, though.
Exactly. You don't see that either.
I don't even rag on people, as y'all call it. I don't even jaw on people, but I gotta let the world know that both of y'all mamas is on crack rock now.
Oh shit.
Your mama's so short. Sit on the curb and let me
explain. You can't play anymore because you're always cheating. So that's why your mama's gonna crack rock. No, she isn't with your ugly behind. Ooh, we're gonna tell your mama. So tell her. Nah, your mama's on crack rock. Your mama's on crack rock. Not my mama. Your mama's on crack rock.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it all matches now. And when you pick and poke fun at me for looking like a little baby, it all worked out. Because now they look all old and wore out. And I still look young and tender and fresh. Every dog has a day, and a good dog has 10. Back to the schedule programming.
Hey, I just want to know, I mean, because sometimes, you know, it's different levels of being goddamn, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker joning on you. You know, some people, you know what I'm saying, he just talk about you every now and then, but some motherfuckers get ran about the building with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers,
yeah,
it might damage their whole life. Like, they might fuck up their whole life.
It's kids that have committed suicide and dropped out of school because of the mockery. You know what I'm saying? Kids don't have control over how their parents dress them. And I was one of those kids that just didn't dress in the greatest of fashion, which fit what you all at the school that I attended, what they deemed fashionable. You know what I'm saying? So I was ragged on, mocked, Joan, whatever you call it, on a continuous basis. For me being the little super B.I.T. at the time, I was a bitch in training, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. You know, I was able to maintain and be strong and use that negative energy to channel it into a positive energy and grow into the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman that I am. So, therefore, I survived. But everybody, you know what I'm saying, don't have that mindset. It's people that quit going to school. It's kids that committed suicide. You know, I mean, I just really wish that parents would teach their children, you know, that that's not what we do, because that's what I was taught. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't grow up picking on people because of what they didn't have or what they, you know, lacked or the way they presented themselves, because it was, they don't, you don't, from whatever age, from zero to probably ninth grade, you're not buying your clothes. You know what I'm saying? You don't start buying your clothes until you get a job. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, what was so funny is that those that were so fixed on, you know, the name brand attire or what the next motherfucker had on, ain't got shit now. Uh-oh. So you're going to make me go on to the anointing tonight. Because, you know, I've been waiting a long time. Because all y'all motherfuckers listen to Hot Talk Radio, all y'all do. And like I said a few minutes ago, every dog has a day, and a good dog has 10. Trapper John, you better do something, because I'm finna go under the motherfucking anointing.
I can tell. Oh, I want to be in church face ass.
You said, Max, you want to be my deacon, nigga.
I want to be your bitch. What?
I know you're going to dig this.
I just think people should, you know, raise their children. But see, 9 times out of 10, children, the apple don't fall far from the tree. You know what I'm saying? Usually if you have children that are mocking people, and really they're trying to get the heat off their damn self. You know what I'm saying? So if I bring all the attention to you, then you won't notice my flaws. Because I was always an A student. I was always on point. Never been no dummy. Never been no whore. You know, I just reflect back on the day when I was sitting back, you know, a little, you know, just pure and innocent, and them tramps that I, you know, because I was like, just really like, just didn't see no evil, hear no evil, or speak any evil. That's the kind of child I was, you know. And
they was even talking about your dry pussy in high school. Basically, what you
say. First of all, if my pussy dry or not. I tell you what, when I get through scrubbing it up against up and down your face, you're going to be able to tell the world whether it was dry or not.
I want to sell somebody's face ass, nigga.
Yeah, I bring out the dog for you. You right. But you know, I can imagine if you was one of those kids that poke fun and laughed at people for no reason.
I'm saying sometimes. I'm just saying. Well, I wasn't like that though. Just sometimes. But
pick on the little smelly kid. If the kid is smelly, you know what I'm saying? Then get them to help them. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I mean, you got grown motherfuckers. You got grown motherfuckers that's thinking. And if they spanking and they grown, somebody need to tell their ass.
Okay, but what's their reason for spanking? Are they spanking because they homeless? Are they spanking because of the, you know, they having hard times and the water's cut off? What's the reason for spanking? Are they just sitting there refusing?
Ain't no reason for spanking.
Oh, so you saying that if your water is cut off at home, you going through, oh, you homeless? And what you supposed to do? Just take a shower in front of the fire hydrant? I mean, come on.
Take your ass, wash your ass at McDonald's, do something. Don't they got truck stops for? Shit. Take your ass to the truck stop. Shit. Old stanky face ass nigga. Take your ass to the goddamn truck stop or something. I don't know
okay,
nobody.
How much does the truck stop charge for baths?
See, I don't know. I know it ain't much as goddamn the water department charge.
Okay, well, if the person doesn't have any money and they're jobless for, because I mean, everybody hits pits in their lives. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no! Come on now, baby.
If you're a bum on the street, I'm just saying, what the fuck? I mean, ain't nobody talking about you because they already know. You know what I'm saying? That ain't funny.
Is it between becoming a bum? What is it?
They're like talking about somebody that's handicapped. You don't talk about handicapped people.
But they do though. They pick on the mentally, you know, kids that are not just on. I used to see them pick and hit on the little slow children. I used to witness so much. I wish all of y'all pure hell. That's what I wish on all of y'all. And I'm sure y'all getting it with your low down asses because I've seen them pick on the little kids in the little special classes. You know what I'm saying? I've seen them do that.
Because you was in that with him.
Because
you was in that with him. Shit. Hell.
You know what? Once again, I told your special needs that. See, I really didn't want to make this show about you, but you absolutely leave me no choice. None. Because the truth is that Chuck John is not on the correct level that he should be on.
That ain't no goddamn secret.
And I think I figured it out. You like Molly's, don't you?
Hell no.
I think I feel my Molly. I think I feel my Molly. I think I feel my Molly. Like lightning in my body. I think.
You look like old Molly face.
Oh, Molly ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk shit to me?
Oh, Molly face ass.
Okay. But back to the subject at hand. I mean, in some cases, you know, you can't argue with what's being said. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just sit up and just sit back and just observe shit that basic broads do. Because it's certain shit that separates a basic bitch from a super bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain shit we just don't do. Never have.
So you
know what I'm saying?
So you mocking all the basic bitches? You mocking the basic bitches? You mocking them?
At this point, somebody need to rag on their ass, jaw their ass, mock their ass, bring that shit to their attention, because apparently they so basic they don't even realize the shit they doing is fucking basic. I sit up and see bitches fighting, friends fighting, because one of them is sleeping with the other one's boyfriend. But you still go hang out with me. Look, take the nickel and forget about the friendship. Because I know damn well you don't think I'm going to still fuck with you behind your shit like that. So just take the nickel and y'all go on a little happily ever after. Don't try to keep the friendship, fuck around with the nigga behind my back, and then think that when the shit come out, because it's going to come out, that I'm going to be like, hey, girl, it's okay. You know, we're your friends. So that ain't no bitch.
Y'all should have been friends.
What you say, motherfucker?
I don't need everybody to be happy. I'm just saying. If y'all friends already, I'm just saying. Shit, hey.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
I told you was retarded. Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I tell you something wrong with you? You want to be a super, you an inspiring super nigga ass motherfucker. That's what you are. You ain't no real super nigga because super niggas don't even do shit like that. Why would a nigga mess with a broad friend? First of all, that bitch stepped out of pocket to even entertain you on that. You going to tell your lady, hey, get rid of that bitch. She ain't nothing, and this is what's going on. You're not going to indulge and join in that bullshit.
I used to know a bitch named Merrick Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Psyched in the motherfucker with the gangster beats, and we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton Street. The shit got deep and it was dumb. Number one song after number one song. As long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with a white bitch doing the shit she do, sucking on a dick just to get a buck or two. And the few ends she got didn't mean nothing. Now she's suing, cause shit that she be doing ain't shit. Bitch can't hang with the street, she found herself to show. So now she's taking me to court. That's real conversation for your ass. So recognize and pass the day.
Now as I'm rolling with my nigga Dre in Eastwood, fucking hoes clocking dough up to no good. We flip flop and serve hoes like flapjack,
but we don't let them hoes.
Bitch, and it's like that. This is what you look for when a hoe who got cash flow. You run up in them hoes and grab the cash and get your dash on while you're chilling with your homies and shit. And how my niggas kick the anthem like this.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Next on these nuts and sucks their dick. Get the fuck out of the young dumb. Then I hop to my group to make a quick run.
To the stove to get me a photo. Snoop Doggy Dog page, it must mean mo ho. So I head down the street to Long Beach just so I can meet a freak to lick me from my head to my feet. And I'm here now, I'm ready to be done up. Nothing but homies around, so I put my gun up. Bitches on my neck like clothes. But I'm from the pound and we don't love them hoes. I could just trust a hoe. Cause a hoe's a trick, I don't love them trick. Cause a trick's a bitch and my dick constantly in the mouth. Turning them trick assholes the fuck out now.
I once had a bitch named Mandy May. Used to be all in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the pearl tongue. The homies used to tell me that she was no good, but I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoop Eastwood. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what, got gaffled by one time. I'm back to the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I get released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DOC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scoop in a coupe, Snoop, we got news. Your girl was tricking while you was draping your county blues. I ain't been out a second, and already gotta do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the blocks as we groove up the blocks. See my girl's house, Drake, pass the Glock, kicking the dough. I look on the floor, it's my little cousin Daz, and he's fucking my hoe. Yo, I'm cock my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still low, man. Fuck a bitch.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Licks on these nuts and sucks their dick. Get the fuck out of the young dumb. Then I hop to my group to make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Licks on these nuts and sucks their dick. Get the fuck out of the young dumb. Then I hop to my group to make a quick run.
Bitches ain't shit, it ain't shit.
Oh,
I don't really talk about people when they deserve to be talked about. And sometimes, I mean, but what I'm saying is, I'm the type of person, if I'm not going to say it to you, I'm not going to say it at all. Because
I'm saying,
don't say nothing you can't hear again. You know what I'm saying? Because I could say the least little thing, and they would always, you know, blow it out of proportion because, you know, because I was so highly intellectual that, you know, it was a threat, you know what I'm saying, to the basic brawl, so they was always out to get me. You know what I'm saying? So I understand it now that I'm an adult and I look back on them and look at, their, you know, how pathetic they are now because, I mean, you know, if you're pathetic as a child, you know what I'm saying, and you don't learn any better, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be pathetic as an adult. You know, excuse me. I'm just speaking truth.
If you just a dumb face ass nigga, then you're just going to be a dumb face ass nigga.
Have mercy.
Oh, okay. So, motherfucker just stuck. When you do, you just, you know what I mean? When you fucked up, you just fucked up. And like I say, some people, you know, turn into butterflies. Some people are butterflies. Some people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen a lot of bitches that was, you know, ugly and fucked up and shit. Now they pretty as hell. And then the pretty bitches is really fucked up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had a hard life, you know what I'm saying? They've been on the pole, all kind of most shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it goes like that sometimes.
That's how it goes. I mean, like I said, every dog has a day and a good dog has a 10. I mean, life is hard, but it's fair. You know what I'm saying? While you poking fun at that fat bitch, she getting her education and she going to be counting motherfucking money. You're going to have to shake your ass for yours while you poking fun. Because everybody ain't fat because they overeat. See, I was a fat child. So, you know, I was poked at about a lot of shit, but they didn't really understand.
That's why I fuck them all. Big, short, tall, and small.
You ought to stop your bragging.
That's why I fuck them all. Fuck that. Line them up.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? Because the one thing that I couldn't understand is when I looked at your band of bitches, your flock of floozes, your herd of whores, the one thing that saddened me the most is that, you know, because I kind of, you know, I really like your personality. I think, you know, you got the personality that, you know, can, you know, hold their attention for a hot second, you know what I'm saying? And they be just grinning, and you really don't give a damn. I mean, you really don't discriminate, and that's what's sad. But I just want to ask you, can you keep them chicken heads off and around me? Oh!
Hell no!
I'm so good and I face drinking on the yak. My
out the club, the rest ain't smelling right. The last thing on their mind is freshen up, they're going down tonight. Weed in their head, weed in their purse, still crawl. Baby seeds all across the bag with clothes in the trunk. I've been known to hold my own, I've been known to ride on call. I've been known to pimp a platinum watch with the diamond stones. I'm the fool supplying the drove, I'm the fool supplying the blow. I'm the player who got you kicking head, knocking at my door. Telling me that you digging me, telling me I'm your man to be. Girlfriend, it's gonna cost a fee.
Have mercy.
Now that's the song that was making mockery of motherfuckers right there. He was letting it be known by those chicken heads. I ain't mad at him though.
Yeah.
Somebody gotta let it be known.
Hell yeah. I fuck with Pat. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Pat and Pat. That was a wild chicken. Ball head, scallywag.
Got no hair in the back. You know what I'm saying? Making mockery of these motherfucking hoes. What's up, world? It's Mock Something Sunday on Situation Sunday on High Talk Radio. And we getting it in. We letting everybody know about this motherfucking mocking. You know what I'm saying? Because some of y'all be doing things and y'all don't understand what it is that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's so unnecessary. So I'm enlightening the world on this mock shit. Mock, tease or laugh at in a scornful or contemptuous manner. To treat with ridicule, deride, to frustrate the hopes of, disappoint. Have you ever mocked anyone? Has anyone ever mocked you? What are some of the results of mockery? When is mockery unacceptable? When is it excessive? Tune in as we mock our motherfucking haters. Shit, I mean, you know, it is what, you know.
It is what it is. That's right. I mean, because some people... You know, like I say, some people get killed. You can say the wrong shit to a motherfucker and get killed. You know what I mean? Some shit you might not want to say when mocking people. So there's rules to mocking. There's some shit that you can say and some
let's
shit you can't
out.
Say.
Let's find out right quick.
Represent the streets. Representing all my hood fellas out there and all my hood ladies out there with street isms from across the world. We want to bring out somebody. Hold on. Just let me let that beat ride for a minute as he get ready, as he prepares to come to you with street isms like you never heard before. Pimpin Sweet, you ready? Yeah, introducing Pimpin Sweet. Come on, man. Drop some of that knowledge on them. Talk radio.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Talk Radio.
What's up, cool?
Well, it's funny because let's bow our head with a word of prayer.
A minute. Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
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 Yeah.
All right. Amen. Let's go.
All right.
Go ahead, Travis John. Let's get what y'all got to say.
Now, we're just trying to find out, man, you know, it's certain shit that you can't say to a motherfucker, you know, marketing-wise, you know what I'm saying, we joking on a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, playing the dozens and shit like that. It's certain shit that you know what I'm saying, you can't say, because a nigga off you about, you know. So we'll just, you know what I'm saying, get down to the bottom of this mockery, joning, all that kind of shit, man, and find out what the real flavor of the money is and what's the rules to this shit.
So if you ever mocked anybody, joned anybody, ragged on anybody, because, I mean, you know, pimps are supposed to be cool. You know what I'm saying?
All the time. All the time, man. Ain't no mockery, man. I'm holy moly today, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Sunday night, man. Ain't no sinning going on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? You kept me at 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I be munching all y'all motherfucking tricks out here, man, and all y'all fake players and pimps out here, man, who out here violating and not sticking to the codes and rules and regulations of the game, man. Y'all niggas out here trying to change the motherfucking codes and shit, man, with these cheat codes and shit, man. But all I want y'all to do, man, is keep that shit pimping, keep it funky, and keep it moving, man. That's the Hot Talk Radio way, man, and it's only one way, man, and that's to go hard already.
Have mercy.
Yeah, apparently he already knows. Sweet, tell him what it is. That's what I'm saying.
You know what, his pimping ass. Y'all, you know what? I want to join you with you, my cousin. Because you know you get on my motherfucking nerve with your behavior. You know what I'm saying?
I'm power to, man. I make a micro of that motherfucking rotor room shit, man. I mock all that motherfucking Buster room shit, man. I mock all that motherfucking shit, man.
You making fun of it. Oh, so it's funny. It's funny, yeah. Motherfucker. I'll give you something to laugh at, motherfucker.
And I appreciate you for giving me something to laugh at. You know what I'm saying? We sure appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't that like good laughter, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that
so you laughing at me is what you're saying. I'm so glad I'm motherfucking funny. Big baby.
Yo.
Hey, hold up, man. I keep telling you, anytime the cut is in the building, man, you address my nigga as Jeho, and you address them my nigga as Wayne and Rain, and everybody in the trap, man. I ain't know all that big baby stuff, man. We don't switch it up, man. It's a whole new movement now.
Oh, no!
You heard that, man. DJ Jeho, what's happening?
Yo, no!
I'm in this bitch.
Yeah,
I said, oh, no.
Oh, no!
I'm making mockery of all y'all motherfuckers. Because y'all fucking
right.
Laugh at. Y'all fucking funny.
You're making a mockery of yourself. To make a mockery of us, you to make a mockery of yourself. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, I am.
I need you to remark us as such. You know what I'm saying? Don't get out of line.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll show you in just a minute. I'm being cool. I'm trying to let
you
go ahead and
all
the questions that big baby topic, John. Let her speak on topic so I can shut y'all all up. Make fun of all y'all motherfuckers. Go ahead. Keep it going.
What
do you mean by him?
You can't make a mockery of us.
Big baby.
That doesn't even exist. What's that?
Yeah, you already know what it is, man.
That
DJ,
we in here, man.
Hey, yo, hey, check this out, man. We talking about this joning and this ragging and all that kind of shit, man. Hey, tell these niggas certain shit that a nigga can't say. You know what I'm saying? In the joining and ragging on the motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say shit about a motherfucker mama. Don't talk about a nigga mama. We might be cool. You know what I'm saying? You can say shit about a nigga daddy and shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
And,
like, daddy ain't shit.
Oh, you know and mean? You, a nigga, sure. Nigga how to respect another nigga baby mama car, that sets some niggas off. You know what I'm saying? You talk about everything but that baby mama. Everything be cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know niggas like that. Niggas like that. Cool. You can say anything about that nigga, but you say, oh, that's why I fucked your baby mama. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
It's a fight.
Boy, go back. Defend yourself. Wild, wild west, nigga.
Oh, well, you can't fuck a nigga baby mama?
Some niggas you can, some niggas you can't. You know, there's a lot of niggas. You know, I ain't got no baby mama. So, you know, I can't relate a lot to that.
I don't have a baby mama, motherfucker.
Yeah, but how you had my babies, yeah, you came and stole my shit out the goddamn sperm bank. You know what I'm saying? Because I was trying to put my kids on ice for the rights. you know, and then you're going to see them and shit.
Oh,
you
know,
no! You know she old five finger discount, sticky finger ass nigga.
Oh, just.
You milk the nigga. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to, you know, you think I could tell Trump to stay away? If I ain't know how to stay away, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Please put the pussy down and step away from it. Please. Please.
You know the code.
I'm trying to see. Yeah, but
I don't agree with that code.
Well, shit. You know, some shit happened in life you don't agree with. It's just the way the shit is.
The reason why I don't agree with that code is because, you know, niggas is quick to be like, I mean, you know, ain't got anything going on. That's just my baby mama. I mean, but you saying that if you join a nigga baby mama, all hell gonna break loose.
Yeah, cause nigga, touch about that shit. You be lying ass niggas in these motherfucking street, man. Get the fuck out of here to my niggas. Hell yeah, nigga be saying that shit. But you know, that shit, that same nigga that, hey, man, you know, I ain't gonna say nothing about it, baby mama, cause, you know, that just, you know. No,
that's just
sensitive,
man. Shit. Yeah, I think it's sensitive about the bitch.
Okay.
Nigga,
nigga bust your ass for banging it home.
That's just like I told my nigga mama. Yeah.
Shit.
We get the swinging about the shit like that.
I'm trying to.
We need to come up with some baby mama jokes. Like niggas got your mama jokes. We need to be like baby mama jokes and shit.
Yeah. Your baby mama ugly as fuck. How about that shit? Now your third one fine as hell, but your first baby mama is ugly as a motherfucker.
Oh, y'all want to rag on the baby mama tonight?
Hey, man. Yo, baby mama so black. Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Yeah.
Come on now, baby.
She just black. It's full. Black and full.
Is it? Yo, baby mama so ugly.
You know what?
I told her she
y'all,
was ugly.
Y'all
want
to talk shit about baby mama? But baby mamas really don't even put no effort on y'all. You know what I'm saying? They be like, he ain't nobody. That's just my baby daddy. You know what I'm saying?
That's just my baby daddy.
Who that
that's
is?
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 Just my baby daddy.
Why every time I call it? Got to be on the phone with Elaine. I either Shauna.
But I ain't no bad. That's just my baby daddy.
Who that
that's
is?
Just my baby daddy.
They talking all that shit. They ain't nothing but some baby daddies. That's it.
Oh, nah. Come on now, baby.
We got Pimp and Sweet. We got Big Baby. We got Trapper John. On Mock Fun Sunday.
Hey,
we talking about
off,
all this. What?
First off, thank you for playing that song in our, in your own, in our defense. Cause you, if you listen to what the fuck going on, she lying like hell talking about that Jess, her baby. That's the bullshit. That nigga at the door. He don't see her with the nigga. They holding hands and shit all in the subway. Motherfucking baking bread and shit, holding hands, but that's just her baby daddy.
What he's saying is he ain't nothing at all.
Come on, man. Lying ass, flexing ass, basic bitch, man. Come on, man. If that's just your baby daddy, man, then you ain't fucking with that nigga, man. Come on, man. Y'all don't want to talk about a nigga baby mama because niggas are touched by them, but the females ain't stuntin' ass.
Y'all just some baby daddies. Let's see, we got a caller that just checked in. We're going to get their opinion on the situation. What's going on, Big Keith?
Yo, yo, what's going on with you there, Trevor J? What's going on, homie?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, man, y'all already know. Hey,
Big Keith.
Hey, first of all, didn't he tell you don't call him Big Baby no more?
You know what? Don't come on here.
Get it right.
That bullshit, okay. Don't get.
I'm just gonna keep it 100. I'm not even in Georgia right now, but I heard my man tell you don't call him Big Baby no more. So God, don't call him Big Baby no more.
I'm gonna call him where he need to be called. I'm gonna call him where he need to be called.
Oh no!
I got you, big homie. I'm gonna hold you down, dog.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Have you ever joned anybody? Did you ever mock someone? Have you ever ragged on them, picked fun, whatever y'all call it, wherever you from? Where you from, first of all?
Hey, I'm from New York, but I do live in Georgia now. I'm from New York though. So you know we jank. I've never been one of them janking people. You know what I'm saying? I've never been.
Oh,
one
y'all
of those
call it
jank? Janking, you know, janking on somebody. You know what y'all say? Dragging. You know, we call it janking on somebody. Same thing. You know, I've never been one of those dudes that really get into that because I know me. You know what I'm saying? I'm real touchy. You know what I'm saying? So I figured my attitude was, hey, I'm not gonna jank on you. You don't jank on me, because if you jank on me, I'm not. You feel me? Hey, that's always, even in middle school growing up, I was like this. You jank on me, I'm going to catch you in the lunchroom, because I don't jank on
it's
you.
Exactly. You think that shit funny. You think it's funny, all right?
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You with them chokey-tokey jokes. I ain't with all that chokey-toke. You know, I want to watch it. If I want to laugh, I'm going to cut my TV on. I don't do all that jokey-jokey stuff. But, you know, but the thing about it is, man, When you start talking about these dudes and their baby mamas, man, niggas get real sensitive and real touchy, but yet still, niggas want to sit around and talk about other bitches all day long. But, shit, that's somebody else's baby mama, too.
Exactly.
All right. They want to talk about fucking another nigga baby mama, but you know what I'm saying?
Hey, but let another nigga find out that goddamn Kevin smashing yours. Oh, it's an issue, boy.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, hold on now, but at the same time, the baby mamas, they want to pop, talking about something, all this. But yeah, guess what? I guarantee you, man, at the end of our baby mamas, see us out with another shorty man, and if we don't show her the baby mama respect that she thinks she's supposed to get, it's going to be an issue. So how come we got to show y'all so much respect, but y'all ain't got to show us that same amount of respect? That's that bullshit.
Exactly. They did dog the baby daddy's eye. Just fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they want to.
Baby daddy ain't shit.
Baby mama's respect. Come on, man. They can kill themselves.
Yeah, that's
that
bullshit.
One of those, push that button, kill yourself.
Exactly. And that's a quick way for a nigga to get fucked up, too, though. If a nigga, you know what I'm saying, Joan on a nigga or jank on a nigga and fuck some bitches, that's a quick way to get fucked up.
You talking about bloodshed. You talking about some niggas getting killed.
Oh, boy, if you just go all the way in on this nigga, too, if you go all the way in on him, man, oh, yeah, he ready to get buddy, boy.
He about to see about
Yeah, think about it. I didn't think about the video about you, but he gonna say,
get the hoes of teaser before he goddamn sock your ass in the face, too. Hey, excuse me, ladies, let me show you something. Yeah, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, hey, look, tell a nigga now, laugh at that, nigga.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny, nigga? Oh, that's funny? I'll beat your ass, though. I'll beat your ass, though.
I'm trying to tell you.
I might got Bobo's on. Hey, you remember motherfucker you say Bobo calls, Bobo make your feet so fine, Bobo calls, $9.99. Hey.
And they say you here. And then.
Hey.
It always starts off like that, don't it, man?
Janking you. Somebody gonna feel like you're getting the upper hand on them. Now they're gonna feel like you're getting personal. They ain't gonna know the difference. They're gonna feel like, oh, what you trying to say? Was that a joke? Or are you trying to get personal now?
Exactly. Yeah. Are you really trying to say my mama smoke crack, nigga? Oh, okay.
Your mama was doing it too.
Exactly. How you gonna tell everybody, nigga? How you gonna put me on First Street?
I'm telling
you. Fuck that. That's how I get murked, though.
I ain't a real life story, nigga. I seen a nigga get bought a crash for that shit, nigga. I'm talking about bought a crash, nigga. You can't motherfucker in 2013, and you can't say whatever the fuck you want to say. A nigga was bought. No. I seen a nigga get bought a crash for choking, motherfucking cracking on a nigga, my nigga. Bought a crash, that nigga.
Yeah.
In real life, right. Nigga, this ain't no more. Nigga, you can't say whatever the fuck you want to say, bro.
Nigga, feel about your ass. And they don't even care if you're a comedian or whatever. Hey, a nigga meet you after the show, nigga. Nigga, drag your ass off the stage, nigga. Fuck that.
Hey, nigga feel about you, boy. Nigga feel like, okay, you with them jokes now. Keep your comedy up on that stage now. Cause and then, like you said, don't let them be with that old lady or be with a shorty or niggas in the club. Oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
Man. Get their head bust wide open, man.
Yeah. Like this up. Like, all right. I got you, nigga.
Yeah.
Then we throwing bottles in that motherfucker.
Now, baby,
hold on, nigga.
So you saying that's when mockery goes too far, you know what I'm saying? So how do you diffuse it before it gets to that point? I mean, is there something like a cold signal, like, okay, you taking this shit too far?
Now
like,
you
okay,
snap
let's...
the shit out of nigga, and then it'd be like, yo, you going too far.
It's always a nigga in your group. That like one nigga that's always cock up ready to fight, but it's always one nigga who always say, "Hey man, you guys don't need to fight, man. Hey, let's go over here and smoke this blunt, man. Let's go get on these hoes. Let's go do anything but have an altercation with these silly niggas for cracking. There's too many hoes in here." It's always that guy, and that's the diffuse guy. Every clique has that.
Yeah. Every clique, you ain't lying. Every clique got that one that's trained at TTG. Every clique got that one that's TTG, and then they got that one that's trying to keep the peace.
Hell yeah. And you don't never
you know
want to piss the nigga off who's keeping the peace. If he get pissed off, then you're definitely going to get into a fight because he never gets pissed off.
You fucking with the peacemaker, nigga. Hold on.
Hey, see, that's me, man. Hey, man, it's crazy because my whole clique, everybody in my clique is damn 6 foot. 6'6", 6'8", 6'9", man. You know
what I'm
saying? Some old giants and shit. Yeah, majority of my whole clique, man, is like, you know, 6 feet and better, man. You know what I'm saying? And half of them just got the penitentiary. So they really ain't with all that janky. So when we feel like it's getting too far, it's a mutual thing. You just look at it, hey, that's enough. Now, if you don't understand that, guess what? You're going to understand the next thing that's going to happen to him when he wake up.
Exactly. What if he the little nigga with all the jokes and shit? You know what I'm saying?
Papa John
poked fun at people. He even poked fun at, what's it called? Because she was on stage performing and slipped in some liquor. And he made sure he reminded everybody at the next record pool.
Yeah.
That shit was funny as a motherfucker. Shit.
I'm saying, if she was funny, then she was funny. That ain't making mockery.
No. Nah. Did nobody remember what happened, but you had to bring it back up. Oh, yeah, to see, I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, what
y'all,
you doing with your
phone? Hey, it was just a mockery. He would have brought up the fact that she ain't know who her baby daddy was. Now, that would have been a mockery. But he just slipped.
Hey, Trevor John, only thing he was trying to do was let everybody know, don't forget, things can happen. That's all he was trying to do.
Exactly.
Nah. You know what? Every time a new nigga come in, they want to go to the pound puppy room, a.k.a. the cut. Cuz, you there?
What?
Yeah,
man, because you can't get up.
Yeah, they in the way.
Yeah, ain't no setup. You know, cuz, you know how he do it, man. He busy pimping, man.
I hear him in the background. I'm saying, now, Chief, you come on here and you go straight to the pound puppy room. I'm okay, because I'm a super bitch. I hold this shit down by myself. Just talk to on and all. Y'all are not stronger than the super bitch. I don't care if it's a pound of super niggas. Y'all would never be a super bitch. And Trapper John was wrong for making mockery. Who was it? Gangsta Boo? You go sit there, bring that shit up, and make everybody in the club start laughing about something that happened at the last record pool. You were wrong, Trapper John.
But let me ask you this. Gangsta Boo, my whole girl now. I know Gangsta Boo, but did it happen?
In the background, make the mockery of Hot Top Radio.
Hey, y'all always get on us. Now it's our time. Get on y'all, shit.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? I just mentioned it. I wasn't making my career the shit. I was just saying.
That's right.
You know what? You was so drunk. You was so drunk. You don't know how you did it. Because you know you be so drunk. You don't know what the hell you be saying and doing.
You be so drunk. You old drunk face head.
Hey, y'all be going in, man. Y'all going in, man. It's crazy because, look, I'm out of town, man. I'm in my hotel. And I just say,
Where you at, man? Give a shout out to where you at, man.
I'm staying at the Athenaeum Hotel, man. I'm in Detroit, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. I got some people in Detroit, man. I just left that motherfucker.
Yeah, man. You already know. I like you up in the D, man. You know I can't tell you who I'm up here with, man. I got a client, man. You know I can't disclose that.
All right. Yeah. Hey, why you up there? Go holler at my people. Yeah, go holler at my people over there on Dexter and shit, man.
I'm not no motherfuckers you know up there. Because you know them, they ain't hitting no shit.
Hey, man, if you know them, they got that loud pack, and they need to come holler at me.
You know what I'm saying? He in the hotel. He did the loud pack on deck. No mockery, motherfucker.
You already hate, man. She hating already, man.
You crazy, man.
But I'm gonna jump off this phone, man. I gotta go, y'all. I'm gonna twist one up, man. Keep ready for this concert tonight, man. Hey, man, y'all keep doing y'all thug skizzle, man. Y'all 100, man. Y'all keep pushing.
Hey, yo, you 100 too, bro. Appreciate you for calling in, man. Well,
that's for real niggas, man. Do real things. Stand up, man. I salute y'all, man.
Let's go.
That's what's up. We keep just checking in, y'all.
Need I say more? It's going down, y'all. Hot Top Radio 917-889-8677 is the call. Let number, man. Press that 1 if you want to chime in and get marked. Let's go.
Y'all want to talk shit about baby mamas? You know I'm finna fight back on them baby daddies.
It's my baby mama. I want y'all support. She get reference checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. She be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddies.
If my baby daddy, he know he always broke, and he ain't no good, nothing but a joke. If my baby daddy, he know it's nothing heavy, he be cheating on me, that's why I can't stand him.
Maintenance freak just got me stressing. In the court, I must confess it. Players trying to get that check. And who for kick is on your neck? In the jail, I can't be staying. And my tissue can't be taken. Child support can burn like torch when you get behind on payments. Here they go, they
at ya. Probably shoulda used the Jimmy. Probably shoulda never met her. Why you wanna try to impress me? Always lying, trying to caress me.
All these so-called bottles want me, boy. I'm stabbed, you know I'm sexy. I'm the statue, see, I'm dope. Got you waiting at a soul. Better to break me off a feet. Keep your girl on your payroll.
Hey, that's how it go, man. Only, hey, real players do it like that, man.
That's the only way to do. That's the only way to go, man.
And get it how I live, too. Shit, I had to call in and check with my folks. I hear y'all talking about them haters, clear across the country, shit, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Shit, this is going down, man. We talking about, you know, jigging and joning and motherfucking cracking on motherfuckers and shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? We're just debating, you know what I'm saying? Saying, you know, what shit that you can't say, you know what I mean, that a motherfucker gets smashed on about. You know what I'm saying? Even like your partner, you know, sometimes, you know, you always got one a couple of partners in the group that, you know what I'm saying, niggas like to jig and, you know what I'm saying, talk a little shit, you know what I mean? No big head ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? No scoop with face ass niggas type shit like that, you know what I mean?
Already.
Well, you know, in my case, I like to talk about those that like to tick on the child, you know, because they was the smallest child in bunch when they grew up, or was because they was fat, and then when they grow up and be fine, and grow up and be real pretty and look better than they ugly asses, then who's laughing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, are we
but
going
to... When is it too much? Like they say, like that's how kids and shit be getting shot in school and getting, you know what I'm saying? When is it too much? When is goddamn, you know what I'm saying, jigging on the motherfucker going too far? What's the too far moment? What's the rules to this shit?
It going too far when it get personal, you dig? You know, I'm more of an advocate that, you know, it's all, and you can have fun with somebody, but the thing about it is, if you really that person's friend, you know, you already know what's too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know the personal shit. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, if, say we got little Johnny, if little Johnny mama crackhead and Shawty Pimp knows little Johnny mama crackhead, why the fuck you gonna sit there and then call his mama crackhead in front of everybody on the street?
Exactly. I'm so glad somebody called in with some motherfucking sense tonight.
You ain't no friend. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even that motherfucker, because you done took it to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you were friends, you could stand on a motherfucker like, you know, say we off some competitive shit. You know what I'm saying? Say, something that ain't gonna really hurt your feelings, but it's gonna more or less make you wanna go back and, you know what I'm saying, make you stay on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like these basic bitches be, you know what I'm saying, be trying to spread rumors about, you know what I'm saying, these super bitches. But see, these super bitches just looking at these simple-minded ass bras like, you know, what the fuck y'all doing? You know, but when the super bitches, you know, super bitches, they recognize each other. Like, real niggas recognize real niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you automatically... It's just unwritten rules, you dig? I mean, it's unwritten.
I agree with you. It's certain shit like you know, when you close to a motherfucker. So say it's cool if you talk about a motherfucker that you don't even know like that.
And man, you know what I'm saying?
You can't get personal with a motherfucker that you don't even know.
Hell no. That's how you get got.
I'm just asking, man. What's the rules to this shit?
I mean, you know, that's how you get got, though, folks. I mean, you know, y'all be broadcasting live from the trap. Y'all might have to pause the goddamn, you know, because some shit done popped off. You dig? Because a motherfucker done looked at the other motherfucker the wrong way just because he don't know this nigga. That's why T.I. had to make that song. Like, nigga, you don't know me like that. Hey, you might have seen somebody else say that shit, but you don't know me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's where it goes at, you know what I'm saying? These ignorant motherfuckers out here, they think because they know somebody indirectly, you know what I'm saying? Okay, oh, I'm so-and-so partner, or I'm with so-and-so. Okay, that's cool, nigga, but you ain't with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's unwritten rules. Niggas know, you know what I'm saying? So that's why niggas... The other niggas get mad because, you know what I'm saying, a real nigga be like, this nigga knew better. And
yeah,
if you didn't knew better, you act like you knew better, because, you know, if you ain't around your folks, why you going to go around talking shit about somebody that you don't know? That's first of all.
Yeah, because we're going to put them on blast, put them on First Street and shit.
And then on the flip side of that, the only reason why you trying to put them on blast because you trying to get all the attention off your lame ass.
I said that earlier. I'm so glad you called in and co-signed. I'm so glad to finally have somebody on my side, because the D-Town puppy's been trying to attack a super bitch. But they can't win.
You finally said something. I'm just saying, because you had one point. And, you know, real niggas say real shit. So you had one point. Okay. All right. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's yeah. the whole night. You know what I mean? It's all to the good.
Whatever.
Though.
You a lie. Stop trying to make mockery of my intellect. You know what I'm saying? You know I know everything.
You know what I'm saying? Real niggas recognize real niggas. That's why the kings in the castles and the peasants in the fields.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. So, you ought to know, man. Niggas be joning and you know what I'm saying, cracking jokes and shit. And we'll just, you know, figure it out. Because I'll just like, man, lately you got old big ass head. And I was like, shit,
we didn't do a topic about this shit. I mean, honestly, dog, think about it, because I tell people this right here, too. Metaphorically, dog, that's what created hip-hop, is when niggas just, you know what I'm saying, you know, when that motherfucker got tired of getting picked on, that nigga felt like, nigga, I got more swag than you, so what I'm going to do,
I'm going to write a song about it.
Right, I'm going to viciously attack your ass with these words I got you, dude.
Hey, that's real.
And I viciously attack motherfuckers with my words. I just don't put music to it. I just say the shit.
And but see that's the creation of it, because the words are already there. The words easy, especially when you live this shit. That's why you like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take it a step further. When they be talking about these cats in the studio that don't write shit, I'll tell you the reason why they don't write shit. If you live what the fuck you talking about, what the fuck do you need to write it down for? All you gotta do is tell your story, homeboy. And then.
Yeah. That's it. But some of these niggas don't have a, you know what I'm saying? It's more than just having. Some people, I got a lot of homies.
That's some fake niggas.
I got a lot of people.
That's them fake niggas that have to go create some shit.
Because I know some niggas that some real guys that niggas, but they just ain't articulate enough to motherfuckers say what they done, you know what I'm saying?
No, don't get it fucked up now. That's what I was saying now. Just because they can't articulate what they need to say don't mean that they can't get it done now.
Just to go in there and really just spit it out like that.
Of course that takes practice, you dig? You know, I mean, you know,
everything is better with practice.
The words are, I put it like this right here, bro. The words are there. It's just the fact that it takes a lot of practice. That's why, brothers, I let them know that hey, we need to read. And in order for you to master your craft, you must first master the language. And once you master the language, it ain't a word that you don't know. So every word that you start playing with, you dig, and you can fucking bend and break that bitch however you want to chop it up and put it where you want it to, because that's your creation. That's what
exactly.
Hip-hop was. Hip hop made it cool. Hip hop made it for black kids to be cool to be black.
That's it.
Because think about it. Right now, hip hop, the only thing that hip hop done is evolve. Because the same thing that these teenagers are doing right now, bro, we was doing that fucking 15 years ago with the high top fade, the baggy jeans. Now they just trying to, you know,
it's a circle. You know, y'all had a high top fade, man.
You did? I ain't tripping.
15 years ago.
Who did that one? Are you making mockery? You making mockery of his high top fame? What you doing? I was just saying, y'all can't have a motherfucking high top fame. What's happening, man? Will Raheem, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody
I see motherfucking D.
Everybody not holding
me. Nah, y'all had a high right, low left.
I mean, no, but see, the thing about it is I had a different transformation because I was that chunky kid that lost weight, and then he just called me skinny. Like, okay, well, that's cool, too. Call it what you feel. Call it whatever
you feel. How did you feel when they were picking on, when they were calling you skinny?
That's actually what made me start rapping.
Oh, it motivated you.
Oh, so you started making songs about motherfuckers that were talking shit.
Yeah, that's what made me. Honestly, this is what it actually did, bro. Because it was taking me to other things. Because my father used to do shit like, you know what I'm saying? If I would tell him things like that I was bored, my father would make me read the dictionary.
I used to do the same thing.
And I still
read the dictionary. That's how I come up with the topics for Hot Talk Radio.
Exactly. Because, that's the thing about it. It's like now I had a step further to them because not only, okay, you going to fuck with me in the bathroom because, you know, I ain't one of them rich kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm wearing these bobos and getting bams and shit. Hey, that's cool. I'm going to write a song about your fucking ass, that how you made a health in fucking all in spelling and reading.
Hey, man, hey, them bobos make your feet so fine. Bobo calls $1.99. Hey,
that's
for
sure.
Bobo.
Hey, man, I was rocking pool cans before Dame Dash even thought about trying to go buy the company.
Hey,
well,
and now they rocking,
you,
and now they rocking like
balls?
This ain't, it ain't nothing.
Do you still want my balls now?
Fuck no.
Exactly. My point exactly. See, the motherfuckers don't fucking fun.
I took it a step further. I wear my own shit.
Oh,
that's
shit. What was that round of applause at?
And you know this.
I tell them all in a minute that them same field that my granddaddy and all of them picked cotton in, now I own them shit.
That's what's up, nigga.
You heard
shit.
What he said. See, I gotta say something right quick. Hold on, but Shonda, blah, 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 I'm finna go into the motherfucker noise. Did you hear what the man just said? Y'all were talking shit about him wearing bobos, but he wearing his own shit now. You know what I'm saying? And just like I said to y'all, all y'all niggas, all y'all basic bros who had an issue about shit when people were children, poking fun and shit, I say every dog, everything, and the good dog have 10, because you know what? All y'all bitches and all y'all niggas that talk about me having a big butt because I couldn't help the way I was made. You better watch out because you know what I'll do now? I'll take your man.
Me, your ex is back, and I came to out-rap you, so get out my face before I smack you, ho. Yeah, you know respect who I am, because if you never do, I'll take your man. See ya.
You oughta stop your bragging.
I ain't gonna stop my bragging. I got bragging rights right now. You know what I'm saying? All y'all bitches, I'll take them, and I won't even give them back.
That's how you feel?
I'll take them and hold them. I'm
saying, you making mockery of these bitches? Are you laughing at these hoes? I'm just saying.
Of course. Of course. I mean... Am I
laughing at these hoes? Yeah! Hey, y'all know what to do, man. Hot Talk Radio, man. 917-889-8677 is the call in number, man. Press that one. Chime in, man. Fuck with your boy, man. DJ Trevor John is in the building. Lady Lever in the building. DJ Yeho, Pivot Sweet, man. Y'all already know what to do, man. King Jado in the building, man.
Oh, really?
I already know, man. We in the building, man. We're talking about this mockery shit. How much is too much? And then, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit. What kind of shit? Kind of nigga said some of that shit be funny. Fuck that. Some shit be funny, but some shit don't be funny. I mean, some shit be funny, though. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like to talk about the mentally handicapped. I don't like to see people talk about the mentally handicapped. I don't like it. I don't care how big a check you getting for this shit.
I
don't like it.
I know it's real close to your heart because you feel like they're talking about you and shit. But
no,
other
I just
than
don't
that,
like people talking about you, and you work for me, so of course I'm gonna be defensive of those that work for me.
I'm just saying. Okay, the mentally handicapped. Okay, I'm saying
when
motherfuckers do. So did you like handyman when motherfuckers on Limb Cut did handyman? You was like, that shit ain't funny.
It wasn't funny.
That shit was hilarious.
That shit was funny as hell.
You don't make mockery of people that can't, you know what I'm saying? You know, okay,
it wasn't like
okay.
They gave them a superhero.
He called the people that couldn't. That's first of all. He didn't call no specific name.
Exactly.
He didn't call no name, so therefore he ain't talking about a certain kind of individual. He ain't talking about a certain people.
Oh, well, you know down gone well, you done seen people that have those type of disabilities, so you know that exists. Don't even try that.
Like stupid people? He makes fun of them too.
I mean, now, I ain't talking about the bipolar.
What you mean, the high functioning retard?
I mean, that's really, you know what I'm saying? That's really, like, not the ones that are just stupid, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't use their brain. I'm talking about those that don't have the ability to. They were born like that. I ain't talking about the ones that act retarded and, you know, do retarded shit. Stupid motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. I'm out there all the time.
Handyman was a superhero. That's a hero for the handicap. That's a hero for them.
Right.
I'm saying.
Right.
So, I mean, but you know, they need motherfucking laugh too. That's what humor is, when you can laugh at your own shit.
They laughing at us.
Exactly.
They probably think we do.
Some of these motherfuckers are too funny though. I mean, some of the shit these motherfuckers do. It just be like, I can't believe motherfuckers is really like trying to compete with Hot Talk Radio and really, you know, ain't even got what it takes to even. I mean, how in the hell you gonna try to make a particular cake and you don't have a recipe? Duh.
You don't even none of the ingredients.
Exactly. I mean, come on now. You can study. You can send motherfuckers to poke and listen and spy.
How can you make some shit when you don't even have the ingredients? You don't even. You, I mean, you can have the recipe, but you don't have the ingredients to go in it.
Oh, I have that. I like that. I like that.
A motherfucker might not even have a stove. You
have the recipe.
You know what I'm saying?
Take it. I don't mean that.
Motherfucker
ain't got no oven. Motherfucker better than you, shit. Cause you still the creator.
Exactly.
I'm so glad
I mean,
I can intrigue all y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
The mastermind.
I'm making mockery of y'all. I'm so glad that I'm on y'all mind day and night. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that, you know, people are deciding now, after donating a dollar short, realizing what I was trying to do. I'm making mockery. I'm laughing at your asses because I'm not interested anymore. sorry. I have a very short attention span. Once, you know, I try to do something, you know, it takes y'all a long time to process it and realize what the bigger picture. By that time, I'm gone. On to the next shit. I'm laughing at you. I'm making mockery. I'm joining y'all now with your slow ass.
You crazy. Don't be joning, motherfuckers.
Nah, they too motherfucking slow. You be trying to help people and do shit, and you know what I'm saying? And then they realize what you trying to do a year later. And
hold up.
Please.
Now they want to jump on the bandwagon. Yeah.
Exactly. A day late and $3 short. No, no. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, that shit is funny. That is funny.
Man. I mean, and then the crazy part about it is my thing is this right here. Like how you say, you know what I mean, with this show or whatever. Because, you know, man, you've been rocking for a long time, long time. You know what I'm saying? So.
Then we were four.
On the flip side, I feel exactly what you're saying. Because when I tell a motherfucker some shit, they don't believe shit's thing. They don't. They don't. Yeah, man.
But
see, the thing about it is they'll hit me with the, he don't know what he's talking about, but on the flip side, you'll be trying to do the shit that I told you about.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but the exact same shit that I just told you, you just trying to put your own little twist on it. But nigga, that's the same shit I just said.
Motherfucker don't want to give you no credit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Trap, then one thing that I learned, bro, and like you just said, niggas don't want to give you no credit. And that's cool. That's cool. I've come to learn to accept that. So you know what I do? I go out and take what I want. And I don't give a motherfucker how you feel.
Hey, that's how you got to do. Take money, take money. That's what's up. Anybody
going to get it? I mean, you either going to give it to them or I'm going to take it. That's just how I feel.
Hey, get out of
there. I command respect.
Get out of lay down. That's what's up. Get out of there. Ain't no mockery around here, man. Get out of lay down.
Because, like I tell Lady Libra, if you're going to be in this game and you're going to take full pledge of it, fuck it, be the best in it. And being as though you are, make motherfuckers get on your level. When they start doing what you was doing this year in 2013, you'll be doing in 2013 what they're going to be trying to do in 2014.
Yeah, I already know. Got to stay innovating. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers still trying to catch up.
Years beyond. Why the fuck am and my thing is this right here. Why the fuck am I going to be still hanging around the same motherfuckers doing the same motherfucking thing you were doing back in 2009?
Somebody better say that shit and say it quick. I'm making my career this shit tonight. This shit funny.
Hey.
I ain't doing that same shit no more. Moving on, baby. Y'all late.
I done did that.
I ain't interested.
I done did that. I don't feel like doing it no more. Hell, I can even tell you how to do it before you go out there and fuck up.
And say, because nigga done did it so many times.
I'll show him how to trap this money. I'll show you how to run numbers if you pay attention.
That's all you got to do.
But see, that's the problem with these niggas is they think they know so much that they don't want to listen. They didn't pay attention in school, so they don't want to pay attention in life. So how the fuck do you think that you're going to get ahead, dumb nigga?
Hey, you just set a mouthful right there, bro. You just set a mouthful right
ahead.
There. Think you know it all, don't know shit. Yeah.
But you think you know
shit. You try to get somewhere.
Can't nobody tell you shit. So if can't nobody tell you shit, where have you learned anything from?
Exactly. That's like I was at the little spot trying to get my goddamn food stamps and shit on, and motherfuckers got attitudes and shit like that. I'm like, you trying to get some shit for free, and you got attitude. The fuck you trying to get something from somebody, and you acting shitty, you know what I'm saying? But you want them to help you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
understand
that.
They're making mockery of your stupid behavior,
and then you mad, and that's why they think they're better, but you're not looking at your behavior. Y'all give people something to make mockery of.
Damn right. You don't think you better, so how the fuck does anybody else think a damn thing about you? You don't think a damn about yourself first.
Y'all heard of him on High Tide Radio. Mock some
so
funny.
What would everybody else think? What would everybody else
think?
Think
about it before you start teasing motherfuckers. Look in the mirror before you start poking fun and pointing fingers and laughing and making jokes. The joke's on your dumb ass.
And you know the crazy part about it? Bill Gates, the richest motherfucker in the world, and this nigga drive a Honda Accord.
Hey, that's how you keep your money. You know what I'm saying? What's me out of extra shit for? You know what I'm saying? Get you A to B, that's what you're trying to do.
Now, don't get it fucked up. Nigga, love to look good, but I ain't gonna be fucking looking like, you know what I'm saying? I drink champagne knowing I can't drink no champagne.
But I tell you what, somebody just raised their hand and might want to say something to y'all. Let's see who this is.
445,
your mic is open.
Oh, what up? It's 50 Racks, man. I'm just listening to the conversation, man. That's true shit you talking about, Trap.
Yo, man, it goes down, 50, man. It goes down, man. You already know, man. Motherfuckers be making mockery of the game. You know what I'm saying? Not taking it seriously. Motherfuckers be thinking they know, but they don't know shit. But they trying to get somewhere, but they don't want to, you know what I'm saying, pay homage to the motherfuckers that already know what the deal is.
You gonna respect this precious pussy. You gonna respect this pussy.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you I was on the radio.
Yeah. Tell them, look at you on the radio, man. Let them know you on the radio, man. Respect that hustle, man.
This is worldwide right here, man. It's international shit. It's high talk radio. I can't play around. Well, yeah, man, I'm the type of person, man, I like to keep it moving, man, stay connected to the business with real people, man. I know y'all put in that work.
Fake people
stay away from me.
Fake-ass motherfucker. And the thing about it is I'm glad that you mentioned that, brother, because, see, the crazy thing is you can be riding down the road in life in your own lane, doing your own thing, cruising, got the cruise control. Your music not up too loud, you know what I'm saying? It's just high enough so, you know what I'm saying, where you can feel it, you know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody on the outside. You always got this asshole trying to merge over in your shit, get in your way, going to cause a motherfucking traffic jam, slowing you the fuck up, trying to get where you trying to be. And you minding your own business. Now he about to fuck up your groove. Got you highly pissed off. Now you getting road rage like a motherfucker because he in your way.
Exactly. For nothing.
That's the kind of shit that you have to watch for is these niggas who ain't doing shit. They ain't going nowhere in life. They just merging
you
over in your shit.
There.
Getting in your goddamn way. Nigga, get the fuck out of my way and get the fuck behind me. You either going to leave,
man.
Follow, get the fuck out the way. It ain't hard.
Yo, 50. Yo, Rack. You know, this is Mark something Sunday. We talking about motherfuckers joning and cracking jokes and shit like that. And you know, we done got on a tangent about, you know what I'm saying, just niggas in general just doing bullshit and, you know, making mockery of the game, you know what I'm saying, of the industry, making mockery of the shit and everything. So, I mean, really, we want to know what too far, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know what I'm saying, niggas cracking jokes and shit like that. I mean, we already know a nigga saying mama joke, nigga, something might happen. But,
yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? What's some shit niggas making a mockery of this game, man? Go ahead and give us your rundown on this shit, man.
Man, I just think, like, as far as a mockery of the game, I just think fake players don't need to be in this game. For real, there's some real, you know, real industry stuff that's going on in the game down here, and you got all these people that just think they could dress up like a rapper for 5 minutes. Or start a little internet radio show and think they're going to get the same turnout. So once you get through that, that's it. It's over. You know what I mean? It's over. You just got to get rid of the fake. That's how I see it.
Get rid of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it, man. It's a lot of bullshit out here. It's a lot of motherfuckers playing. know what I'm saying, playing on the block. You know what I'm saying? But I look at the motherfuckers because I do anything. So it's client. I love when motherfuckers try to do it because it's a client.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hey. How many posters you need, niggas, to act like you want to do it? All right, that's what I'm talking about. Man, let's get it in, man. Hot Talk Radio is official, man. 917-889-8677. We in the building with King Jai. Y'all already know 50 Rex is in that building. Lady Libra. Y'all already know we turned up, man.
Yeah.
Trapper John, tell them where they can find you at.
Y'all already know they can find Trapper John at DJ Trapper. John, that's Trapper, TrapperJon. That's JON, not JOHN, it's JON, get it right. Y'all ain't know, hit me on that Facebook, at Trapper John. You know what I mean? Hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Go campaign. Join the Go campaign on that Facebook. Join the Go campaign group. You know what I'm saying? Everybody join up, you know what I'm saying? Link up. Y'all ain't know, got everything that's going down. With the tours and bus trips and all kind of just good information for the world. All right.
Hey, yo,
get out with your boy. Yeah.
Yo, Trap, you going on this tour this summer, right? The RPMG tour with me?
You already know, man.
Not right now. Not this fuck right now. We finna close out. You got your phone number? All right,
we
doing
it.
50 Rack. Hey, 50 Rack.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck with you long ways, too. I just wanted to holler, you know what I'm saying? I know she about to shut it down, but you can catch King Jai, King Jai 357 on Twitter, you dig? Fuck with me, HWMG, where we about to do big things on 2013, Lady Libra. One love.
Y'all can catch me on Twitter at RPMG Tour 2013 on Twitter or 5050 Racks, 50FIFTYRACKS. Turn up.
That's what's up.
And y'all make sure y'all follow Hot Talk Radio at Hot Talk 2010. That's again Hot Talk 2010. Make sure y'all follow us on Facebook, like the Facebook page, Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. Subscribe to my page, Lady Libra, LadyLibra, one word, Faith Hell, HELL. Listen out, Lady Libra Hell. I do not lie. I just.
You know what John said, so. Hey, yo, go vote. Go vote. Salute to DJ. You know what I'm saying? Go vote for you, boy.
Yeah. Now, back to what I was saying. Hot Talk Radio is the way of the truth and the light. I just want to say be careful you make a mockery of people because you could do more damage than you are aware of, and the damage is, you know, lifelong. You know what I'm saying? You can fuck up people, you know, mindset. You can get yourself hurt. It's just not a good thing. Put some thought into what you're doing and teach your children not to do that shit. It's not cool. Children can be very, very cruel and they can get themselves hurt with that shit as well. You heard the results of some of the mockeries that have taken place over, you know, the periods of life. So y'all need to get this shit together, put some thought into it, and teach your children the ways that they should do. Not, you know, imitate and do the things that you may have done because they didn't mean it was right. And on that note, we'll holler.